Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Maybe next week.
Sorry.
No, you're not going to do it.
I just start getting jamming, and then...
Well, I can't let the whole song play, or we'd be, you know, be
so?
6 minutes afterwards in order to, you know, do this show that we got to do.
Just speed it up. Just play it at twice the speed.
You could try that. That would require me to fix it first.
It's still ZZ Top.
Anyways.
It's not nice to mess with ZZ Top.
Sorry.
I'm sure they don't appreciate it.
They don't give two shits.
I don't know. We're listed on every podcast thing known to man.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, Nick Searcy still puts up with us.
Yeah. Well, he can't do anything about it.
That's true.
I suppose you could get a cease and desist letter.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Well, it would be kind of hard for him considering he recorded it on his own and sent it to me. So...
Well, yeah, but maybe he just doesn't want us to use it anymore.
Yeah, I mean...
He could be, like, sick of hearing this after 8 years and be like, you know, take it down. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Happy Veterans Day to all our veterans out there. It is 11-11.
Is it always this day?
Yeah, it's the 11th.
No matter what day it falls on.
Correct. I mean, World War One ended on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month.
Okay, so this is, but now, if the 11th falls on a Sunday, of course, Monday is the observed holiday for the banks and the, you know, and all that crap, I would assume, correct?
Yeah, but Veterans Day is...
It's always the 11th.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not one of these holidays that changes, like the president's birthdays, they change every year, and you're the, you know, the day that they close the banks, and Thanksgiving changes every year. It's never the friggin' same.
No, but the 4th of July is always the 4th of
that
July.
Was always, that
one is. Always the 25th.
Well, those ones, but not all of them are.
No. I understand.
It's just stupid. Labor Day, that's different every year. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, the president's birthdays were February 12th and February 20th or 21st or something like that. And
then they mushed them together.
They mushed them together on a Monday. So nobody really knows when Lincoln or Washington were born.
Speaking of presidents, though, we do have breaking news. Former President Jimmy Carter is hospitalized for brain surgery tonight. Oh, geez. So, 95. He's been falling. So
yeah, I was going to say, he's fallen down twice and gone to the hospital for that. So yeah, I was kind of thinking, you know, Jimmy, maybe you should stay off of ladders and stop building houses.
Yeah, well, he's going in for brain
surgery. That's like dangerous work.
Yeah, he fell down. He had that horrible black eye and bruised face and everything, and he's out there doing a habit
of house.
Anything. I mean, this guy was a crappy president, but he's a great human being.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Got to give him credit. Plus, he put on his rubber boots and he walked around Three Mile Island.
Did he?
So he's got some cojones too.
He's 95.
Well, he's a veteran too.
Yes, he is Navy. So, thank you, James. And thanks, everybody. I got a shitload of friends who are in the military because I live down here in Tampa, and you got MacDill Air Force Base, and you got CENTCOM Command. There's tons of military in this area. And it's heartfelt. I mean, I know a lot of these guys, and the guys who really did shit are the ones who don't talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, and in England they call it Remembrance Day, and they do it on Sunday, just because it's Sunday, I suppose. And they wear poppies. They have little red poppy, paper poppy things they put on their jerseys.
Yeah, they hand the poppies out around here on Memorial Day.
Yeah. And so they made a big deal about it there during the soccer games and stuff over the weekend, which was cool because Liverpool beat the shit out of Man City. I have to gloat over something because my other two teams got their asses kicked this weekend.
That's why it's always good to have multiple teams.
Well, it's, you know, college football, pro football, and commie kickball.
Yeah, well, my high school used to be a regional high school. So it made up of two towns.
Right.
And then eventually both of them grew, so they split in half. So then there was two high schools. And now one of the towns was so big, they split into two. So my one high school is now three high schools.
Wow.
So I got a better chance of winning on Saturdays.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that's pretty good.
And I'll always win on Thanksgiving because one high school plays the other.
Okay. Well, the school district I went to for high school has two high schools in the same school district. And I went to the older, more established school, and my son and daughter went to the other one. So while my son was playing football, I had to wear the other team's hat for a couple years. Which, it was okay, because they never played us in sports until... When I went to school, they never played us, but my son was playing. It was like year six or seven, they finally started playing us, and my son participated in the first three defeats, or three of the first 10 defeats, before they finally beat us.
Were the high schools different in size?
Not terribly. I mean,
in Massachusetts, it's divided up by depending on the sport. It's either male population of the school or female population.
Well, when I went to high school, it was just 10th, 11th, 12th grade, and my school had a little over 1,500 students, and the other school had like 900. But by the time
that's a significant difference.
Yeah, but they wouldn't play us back then. But when my son went there, it was like about 1,100 each.
I graduated in a class of let's see, 365. So, and every class was bigger, so we were probably somewhere around.
You're 1,100 for the top three grades, yeah.
Wow, yeah. I graduated with like 125 kids.
So your high school is about 500 kids,
approximately. Yeah, about 500 to 600. Yeah.
Well, we got a couple quickies here off the top.
What do you got?
This thing has been floating around social media, so a lot of people have seen it, but it still cracked me the F up. A newspaper in Pratt, Kansas. Well, punctuation matters.
It does.
Yes, it does.
And they ran a headline without a hyphen in it, and the headline said, students get firsthand job experience.
Man,
students,
what a class.
Students get firsthand job experience.
Yep.
Was she a nice teacher?
I'm not sure if this is, you know. I don't know. This is just a little weird. But I started reading the article, and like the entire article is like a double entendre. Obviously, there was supposed to be a hyphen in there for firsthand. But
or one word. That was one of the huge debates about that headline. Is it first-hand or is it firsthand, one word?
Either way would have been a lot better than the way they wrote it.
Yes, that's for sure.
I remember my first-hand job experience. Eager students invaded businesses all over Pratt, Kansas, Tuesday, October 24th, as they look for future job opportunities on Disability Mentoring Day. Now, see, I guess if you can do hand jobs, you can always get work.
There you go.
It was 97 students from 12 schools fanned out across Pratt and got first-hand experience at what it would be like at those 40 businesses. They asked questions, and they got hands-on experience with various operations. Yeah. Students got a tour of the one facility and learned what happens in an examination. And then they got to handle various animals. And this one girl said she was interested in she got a kick out of the snake eating the mouse.
That's awesome. That's a future serial killer for you.
Well, I'm not sure. Were they talking about hand jobs still, or are they talking about actual snakes eating actual mice? I don't know.
Oh, you think that's a... okay. Could be a euphemism. I don't know.
But anyway. So anyway, I feel bad for the kids in Pratt, Kansas. But then again, you can always get work.
Yeah, really. Well, it is, you know, part of the oldest profession. So...
It is. The two biggest social media memes, of course, is the Epstein didn't kill himself one. And the other one, the Epstein didn't kill himself thing cracked me up on Saturday. I was watching after I got over the humiliating defeat of Penn State. Thanks, refs. But they went to the Alabama-LSU game, which is the biggest game of the day, number two against number three. And PMSNBC was there trolling students, trying to get some student in Alabama to say they don't like Trump because he attended the game. And they talked to a girl, and they talked to another girl, and then they talked to this guy. And this guy says right on the air, yeah, we're really glad the president's here. We like the president. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. The look on that reporter's face just made my effing day. Oh, it was awesome. The other awesome thing that happened at the Alabama-LSU game is a couple of liberals who should never be allowed to have power again in America were there with a baby Trump balloon, and some Alabama dude took one for the team. He went over and pulled out his knife and sliced that bitch up. He got arrested, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to jail for that, probably.
Yeah, I think the GoFundMe for his bail took about 1.4 seconds to get there. I mean, come on, seriously? I'd have taken one for the team, too. F it. unless I was one of those people who had to buy my tickets online, because tickets for that game, good seats for that game, were going for like $1,500-$1,800 a piece.
Ugh, I wouldn't want to go to jail over that.
For a college game, yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. If I'm paying that kind of money, I want to go see the game. Turned out to be a really good game, but LSU won, so. What was it, 46-41?
I don't know.
It sure as hell wasn't boring. Every time you thought LSU's got them put away, Alabama scored in like 12 seconds. It got close again. But that's all right. But my winner for the Epstein trolling thing is a California brewery in Clovis. They have printed on the bottom of the can, sold at Tactical Ops Brewing in Fresno, 2019, 11/6, Epstein didn't kill himself. They put it right on the bottom of the damn beer can.
Stamped on the bottom.
Yeah, they only doing one batch of the cans, about 54 packs worth. They aren't saying if that's a 12-pack or 24-pack, but there's only so many of them.
Probably a 12-pack.
Yeah, but can you imagine what these son bitches are going for on eBay right now?
I'll do the looking, let you know.
Oh, yeah, look it up.
Yeah, Tactical Ops Brewery, Epstein didn't kill himself. The cans are already available for purchase. You can pick up a pack after 4 p.m., which is when the business opens for the day, and they are gone by 4:30. Karen,
surprised it took that long.
No, I'm just making that up. That's speculation on my part.
You're probably not far from being correct.
That's just so funny. Between that and then you got the girl screaming at the cat memes all over the place. Sort of driving.
Yeah, all of a sudden that one came out of nowhere.
That one got hot.
Yeah, real quick.
There's actually none on eBay at this point.
No?
No.
I'm surprised.
Maybe they just drank them.
At least I'm not finding them, so.
Okay.
Well, if you can't find them, they're not there.
Not yet. Doesn't mean they won't be.
So when did they actually go on sale? Was it today?
Last Thursday.
Oh, last Thursday. So
yeah,
they were
at 4 p.m.
11/6. Wasn't that Thursday?
Yeah, if they were Wednesday, going on eBay, they'd be there by now.
4 o'clock last Wednesday.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of Epstein did not kill himself T-shirts, though. Lots of them.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear one. I mean, that's like, I don't care.
But yeah, there's no beer there yet.
The Clintons have been in so much shit for so long, and we're still suffering through it because they're the whole reason all this Trump crap is going on. It's like, you know, and they got Secret Service protection, so nobody's going to be suiciding them. Cut us a break. Saw Kankles walking outside with some old woman holding her elbow, and she's wearing one of those house coats. You know, like my mom used to wear in 1970.
Yeah, her stuff is made by Omar the Tent Maker.
Yeah. I want to be your president.
She's running.
Is she officially running? Has she announced? I mean,
no.
No.
But she's behind Bloomberg.
Yeah, well, yeah, Bloomberg. Yeah, there's a guy with some personality.
Yeah, but the reason Bloomberg is in the race is to draw support away from Biden.
Okay.
So that when they get to the convention, no one has anything close to 50%. And Kankles is going to come in and save the day because people are going to draft her to save the country.
Oh, okay. I think the country needs saved from her.
They do, but they just don't
realize
it. Yeah,
but you got to understand they have their echo chamber. She's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
93% she's going to win the day of the election. Should have had some money on the Trumpster. Hell, I was for Trump. You know, it was like, you know, crass is better than criminal. You know, that was my attitude about it. But, you know, even I didn't think he was going to win. And then about 9:30 that night, when I knew he was going to win, I started I watched the TV for about another 15, 20 minutes, and I started screaming at it. Just call it. Just freaking call it. They kept showing the vote totals in Pennsylvania, and the outstanding vote in Pennsylvania was less than the margin. They didn't want to call it, because as soon as they call it, they have to say Trump's the president. I mean, they've hated this guy. Oh, my God, the deep state. Oh,
F. Well, the thing is, calling the election on some TV or radio station doesn't mean the election's over. It doesn't even mean they're right. We all remember sure the Dewey doesn't. D. Truman. So, so it's like, you know, what they say, it's not like it has to be correct.
Oh, yeah, it's just because CNN or Fox's team called it, you're right. It doesn't mean anything. That just thinks their analysts believe. And here's the thing you have to remember. What kills me is a lot of times they call these states with only 1% of the precincts reporting, especially in the presidential election. They'll call a state and 1%, and it's like, how the hell do you know how the other 99% is going to vote?
They're always right. Demographics. They canvass.
I know. I realize how it does
they have,
work.
They have it's exit like, polling. The exit polling gets reported at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then again at 4:30 or 5 before they're closed. So they have a pretty good idea where things are trending. And if it's trending 20 points to Trump, they're going to call it as soon as it closes.
Yeah, well, it also depends on where those 20 points is.
Well, that's the thing. They canvass precincts that have historically been correct.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty scientific, and they're very, very rarely wrong anymore.
No, but they can be.
They absolutely can be.
I don't care. The best part of the night was the cameras turning on at the Hillary Clinton victory party.
Yeah, the bitch. I stayed up all night.
They're all sitting there crying. Yeah, and who comes out? Mr. I let my emails get hacked by a phishing email. Yeah, he's a genius. What a dick. Anyway, they'll all go to jail soon. Anyway, so it'll be better.
Not Hillary. She won't.
Hillary won't go to jail, and Obama won't go to jail. But pretty much everybody under them is in trouble.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Then they fractured more than a couple of laws. So what's the biggest thing going on in the country besides the silly Democrats in Congress trying to ruin our country? Seems to be Popeye's chicken sandwiches. They are back, and people are losing what's left of their minds over these damn things. Now, I personally love Popeye's chicken, and I've got one very close. As a matter of fact, if I get off the highway and take a shortcut to my house, I turn right in front of the drive-thru for the Popeye's. So I snuck in there a day because I was down playing poker and I hadn't eaten, and I thought, well, I'll grab me some Popeye tenders and some coleslaw and some sweet heat sauce and this chicken thing should be over. I tried to get off the highway last week. I couldn't even turn in there because there was so many effing cars pulled in off of the highway. At the exit, so many cars coming in the other way, and people parked all over the friggin' place. You couldn't get through the road. So I just went up the corner and went around. But that was the day the sandwiches came back, and I thought, oh, okay, well, that was a week ago. It's going to be calmed down. Well, I turned in today, but the drive-thru was backed up to the exit entrance. So that would have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cars to get to the ordering window. And then probably another 5 cars around from there to pick up your food. I thought, you know what? I really don't want chicken that bad. I can go home and make a sandwich.
Yep.
So that's what I did.
Or go inside.
But people are just going absolutely nuts.
We don't have one, so I don't even know what they taste like.
Popeye's chicken is fine. It's good. It's not the best I've ever had, I guess, but it's pretty damn good. And it's quick, and their coleslaw is fairly tasty. It's a little sweet, but it's fairly tasty. And you know, I like them, and I can run in there and get one of those $10 boxes, and they know who I am, so I always get extra tenders. You're supposed to get 6, and I usually get like 8 or 9. And you know, it's okay. And they got little apple pies with cinnamon on them. I like those once in a while. But in Prince George's County, that's near Baltimore, the day they opened, a man got stabbed to death at a Popeyes over the chicken sandwich. Oxhill, Maryland. Stabbing happened at a Popeyes restaurant on near 495. That's the loop going around Baltimore to D.C. The violence was over a chicken sandwich. They said the victim was found in the parking lot suffering from stab wounds. He was taken to an area hospital, and he died.
Over a sandwich. I mean, that's what this world's coming to. But it's not just this. We see this on Black Friday. I mean, that's coming up here soon, where people are going to, you know, for the steal of the century, they trample over each other, and I don't think we've ever had anybody really die on Black Friday. Not that I really.
Oh yeah, we have.
Oh, have we? Okay.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, it people are out of control, and what they don't realize is that. That TV that they're getting for $199, that's, you know, they're not even getting the good version of it. They make special versions of all this crap. I think we've talked about it on this show before.
Oh yeah,
you know, for Black Friday, and you think you're getting a deal, and you're really not. I mean,
it's like the people who go to Home Depot and buy a John Deere tractor.
No, you didn't.
Not really.
No, you didn't.
You got a plastic toy version of a John Deere tractor. That's what you got. They don't sell John Deere tractors for $18.99, let me tell you.
You got the economy version that's going to break down in 2 years, not the one that's, you know, the commercial version. I mean,
I got a John Deere lawn mowing tractor back in, oh my God, like 1990, 91. And that son of a bitch was $17.50 then.
Now yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah, now they're about $5,000. And that's just for the basic lawnmower one with a wide deck.
Yeah, you're not even talking zero turn at this point.
No, we're not talking zero turn. We're not talking any back motors.
Yeah, you're talking the welfare version.
Yes. So anyway, continuing on the Popeyes. This week, or it's last week now, fried chicken hotspot Popeyes brought back that notorious chicken sandwich. The popular menu item, which sold out months ago following a poorly executed rollout that underestimated the demand. The sandwich seems to be in plentiful supply this time, but for some reasons, Americans are still losing their minds over it. I told you about the lines at mine. It's insane. Mm-hmm. There's pictures here of lines at some Popeyes that are twice as long as the one I was telling you about. And the one I was telling you about was insane. It was 50, it was 50 cars in a parking lot that can hold maybe 20 cars.
Well, and that's not the fault of Popeyes, though. I mean, at least now they have enough product for the demand. It's not their fault that there's a surge, you know, to get these. It's like us on opening day. I mean,
it turns out that guy that got stabbed in Baltimore tried to cut in line.
That's why his ass got stabbed.
Yeah, that's worth dying over. And then there was videos released from various restaurants depicting Americans getting angry and starting fights over a trivial piece of breaded chicken on a bun. There's a video that surfaced Friday showing an elderly woman being body slammed in the parking lot by an employee of a Popeyes. In Los Angeles, a woman destroyed her Mercedes-Benz trying to cut in line in the drive-thru. She slammed her. She slammed into the bumper pole, and another car just wrecked her friggin' Mercedes.
Let's break my
Mercedes over a $3.49 friggin' sandwich.
Yep, just like Black Friday, out of control.
At another drive-through line, a customer approached a vehicle in the drive-through line, and the driver decked him. Ain't no walk-ups, bitch. What else happened? Oh. There's another video showing employees arguing and fighting with each other behind the counter. You know, that's got to be hard on the employees, all these insane people wanting this damn thing. It's like, I got to go into work today, and you usually have 400 customers a day. Well, today we're going to have 400 customers between 11 and 1, you know. There's another freak out caught on camera where a man was beaten up as he tried to leave the restaurant after he said the N-word.
You can't do that.
It's never good saying the N-word. You kind of definitely stupid. and you're really stupid if you say an N-word at a Popeyes.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been at a Popeyes where I was in the majority.
It's like going to Daryl's house and saying bacon. Just, you don't
yeah,
do
get
it.
Your ass kicked for that, too. Mm. Yeah. During another altercation, a customer threw a giant metal tea bucket. I don't know if you've ever seen the tea buckets at Popeyes, but they have sweet tea and sugar-free tea in these 4 or 5 gallon metal thingies up front.
They're big.
Yeah, and a customer threw the giant metal tea bucket at employees. The employees picked it up and threw it right back at them. That's the other thing. You know, if you're going to fuck around, don't do it at Popeyes. The employees there are badass. They are badass. There's a Whipple that works at my Popeyes. And I'm telling you what, if that woman says move your ass, you better move your ass. Because if her ass gets moving to you and she catches you, you're dead. I mean, she's got to be like about 4 bills. She's a big one.
The key words there were, if she catches you.
Well, that's true. But with my knee, anybody could catch me right now. Yeah. So, in San Antonio, food trays were thrown as an employee and customer argued. An angry customer was also caught yelling at employees in Oklahoma City, and they kicked his ass out. And there's a hilarious TikTok video. A mom gets really angry when her son asks why the drive-thru line has taken so long. TMZ reports that Popeye has no plans of pulling the sandwich despite the chaos it's causing.
Well, that would just piss people off, and that would be
oh,
stupid.
Oh, yeah,
they'd
burn
sales.
The places down.
They would. They torch the place.
I was in my Popeye's like 2 days after the national announcement that they were out of chicken sandwiches, and they'd be bringing them back in a few months. Basically, they had to ramp up production on them. They didn't think it was going to be that big a deal. And I went inside to get my order, and I'm standing in line, and this guy up front is arguing with them about this chicken sandwich. His girlfriend told him to get these chicken sandwiches, and he's dead meat if you don't get these chicken sandwiches, and he demands these chicken sandwiches, and they kept telling him we don't have these chicken sandwiches. And he says, you better make me an effing chicken sandwich. Somehow, I can't go back without a chicken sandwich. And he's going nuts.
We needed a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. That was a prelude to what's going on now. And now they have plenty of chicken sandwiches. And people are standing in lines. And, you know, it's like if you get an hour for lunch, Popeyes is not where you want to go. It takes you an hour to get from the front of the parking lot to the window.
Can't you just use your pre-order app and, you know...
Probably not.
Do they have the
sandwich isn't on it.
Probably not.
I don't even know if they have one. To be honest with you, I'm just not sure. But no, this shit's just getting nuts. So what's the other nutsy stuff happening this week? Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw this. Did you guys see that Project Veritas thing where, what's her name? Amy Rohrbach, who works for ABC News, was talking. She was on camera and had the sound on, but she wasn't on air. And she was talking to somebody off camera about Jeffrey Epstein.
We call that a hot mic.
And she was saying how she had the interview with this young girl that did Prince Andrew and probably Clinton and a bunch of other ones. And she had an interview with her on tape, and ABC wouldn't let her broadcast anything. And they said the royal family is upset about this. They don't want this thing about Prince Andrew coming out. It's bull. And if you guys run this, you're not going to get an interview with what's her name?
Kate.
Yeah, the one who married William. And the royal wedding thing had just gone on, and they just had their first baby or whatever the hell it was. And so she was bitching about this, and she goes, now everybody's got this information and stuff. I had this stuff 3 years ago. Now, she's a real reporter. That's what real reporters want to do. They want to get the stories out, you know. And you had Ronan Farrow at NBC. He had all the crap on that serial rapist Harvey Weinstein. And NBC wouldn't run that. And they told him, oh, it's not ready yet. He took it over to a newspaper that is across the street. They fact-checked everything. 2 months later, the story published. And a couple months after that, Ronan Farrow won the Pulitzer Prize for reporting. Okay, so ABC wouldn't run the stuff on Jeffrey Epstein. NBC wouldn't run anything on Harvey Weinstein. Then CBS fires the woman that they had just hired the week before from ABC because ABC told her she's the one who leaked Amy Rohrbach's video. Okay, and it got out there. So we got three problems here. One, 3 years ago, this would have hurt the Epstein-Weinstein buds, the Clintons. They are good friends, all of them. You know, Clinton was on the Lolita Express, what was it, 26 times? I only went there a couple times. Yeah, right. He's over there getting his knob shined on that island every chance he got.
Not according to the one girl.
There's like 5 million pictures of Harvey Weinstein and Hillary and Bill hanging out together. And yes, I know there are pictures of Trump and Epstein. Epstein was a member of his club down at Mar-a-Lago until Trump found out that he was hitting on a 16-year-old daughter of one of the guests, and Trump banned him from the property and threw him the fuck out. That is the truth.
It is. I have fact-checked that as well.
Yeah. So anyway, 3 years ago, that would have hurt the Clintons, and Kankles, of course, was going to be Trump. Then you've got ABC, who employed Stephanopoulos, who was campaign manager for Bill Clinton and owes his, what is it, $12 or $15 million a year salary on ABC to the fact that he got famous when Billy was running for president. And he's got a huge on-air role with ABC. And then the fact that this woman was fired within days by CBS, she didn't even leak the video. She's not even the right one. ABC said, we think it's her. CBS, who had nothing to do with it, threw their hands up and said, oh, well, then we'll fucking fire her. And they just fired her without cause. This is going to be a very rich young lady once the lawsuit's done.
There still is one more problem.
Go ahead.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Okay. But my point of bringing this up is all these people bitching about collusion this and collusion that and, oh, my God, Trump's no, this is what collusion is. ABC, NBC, and CBS holding up stories about a pedophile and a serial rapist that's going to hurt somebody politically because they're best buds with them. And more nasty stories are going to come out about Bill, and that could hurt Hillary. Oh, my God. And if we do these stories about Epstein and hurt Hillary and stuff, it's going to make Stephanopoulos look bad. And if we do anything about Weinstein, the head of NBC News Division, who is a playwright on the side, he'll never get anything published by Harvey Weinstein because he's the biggest producer in Hollywood. So, geez, let's not tell the truth because it might hurt our pocketbooks down the road or our political buddies. That is not what news is supposed to do. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what collusion really is.
Well, the problem is that hasn't been news for decades.
Who?
No, just no, in general. There hasn't been news in decades. It's all been
fair enough.
Mostly opinion.
And that's what we've said before on this show numerous times. Ever since the 24-hour news cycle started and you lost your Walter Cronkites and your Dan Rathers, news never is no longer the news. It's opinion. And they actually brainwash you to their opinion. It's not let you know, you don't even form your opinion. It's they're brainwashing you to the opinion that they want you to have based on what station you're listening to or channel or network or, you know, not even necessarily network, but reporter.
And, well, the Project Veritas came right out and said the next day, they said, that is not where we got the tape from, this woman that got fired. So CBS not only fired this woman, but they maligned her. They wrecked her reputation. ABC, NBC, and CBS are all in on this together, so she's got very few places she can go for a job now. And she was a producer.
The problem is now that Epstein...
And that's a pretty good job. Producing in a major network is a good job. I've got a cousin who's a producer at Fox News, and I've got a pretty good idea what she makes, and it's a lot of money.
The problem is this Epstein thing is pretty much dead in the water. Without him... Everything
with
is
with him being dead. Yeah,
was that a pun?
Well, no.
It was. He was dead on the cell floor.
That is true. But it's done. It's a done deal. Now everything is there's never any way to get it directly from him. Everything is hearsay, third party. I mean, there is evidence, yes, but he's gone. It's done. It's a done deal. These guys got what they wanted. Their secrets are safe. They're all safe, at least for now, for a while. And it's over. It's going to be buried in the news cycle.
There's a hotel in California. They call it the Pedo Hotel. Kids get brought in there all the time for these Hollywood weirdo types. And you never know. And somebody was going to rat out about it, and all of a sudden there was a helicopter crash. And three people, including the person who was about to blow the whistle on the whole thing, died. And somehow Shifty Shift is involved in all that stuff. I don't know if that'll ever come out either. Probably not.
Well,
I would think,
you know what Trump really ought to do? And even if it screws a few Republicans, I don't care. I mean, you know, I ain't got no loyalty to either party. I got loyalty to ideas in this country. But Trump should just release the congressional records of who paid off for sexual harassment. My understanding is it's about 80% Democrat.
Do as we say, not as we do.
Well, we did a story on this at one point, and if I remember correctly, the number is somewhere in the neighborhood of 220 people in our House and Senate have some sort of sexual charge against
them. I thought it was 80-some, but okay.
No, I believe across all... Higher than that? I believe it was like 220-something, and I
maybe it's 80-some of them that use public funds to pay them off.
It might be, but I'm just... I think there's a lot. There's a lot of them that have, you know, a record for this. But even 80 using public funds, that's not right. I mean...
One using public funds is not right.
There you go.
Well, correct. Absolutely, yeah.
But, of course, it's like anything else. Congress makes laws that they exempt themselves from.
And that's probably what's, you know, it's happened here. They've exempt themselves from this, so.
Well, it took years to get them so that there was some kind of law against insider trading in Congress. Because they could go to a closed hearing with some company and get knowledge that the normal investor didn't have, and then go invest based upon that, and it was all perfectly legal.
Yeah, up until someone realized, this shouldn't happen.
Well, nobody in Congress thought that it shouldn't happen.
Oh, of course not. This is how they line their pockets.
And they still do.
Come on.
They have other ways of lining their pockets. There's no question.
Oh, but they still inside trade. I mean, they're just smarter about the way they do it.
Well,
now.
No, they can't insider trade, but their Somebody spouse else. Can.
Well, yeah, oh, but can a, guy their spouse? Just, a guy got caught with his telling his son about some Australian company's medical thing that wasn't going to work, and he found out about it early, and his son dumped like $500,000 worth of stock and saved himself about $400,000 because the value of it went to almost nothing once the announcement was made, and he just got his ass sentenced to jail. So they do catch him now and then, just not often enough to make us happy. Guys, I'm gonna jump to that other story that isn't on the storyboard.
Okay,
that's down at the bottom. I'm
jumping.
With the lady with the blonde, the lady with the blonde hair in the picture. Okay,
I gotta really hold on. I really gotta jump. Then you're really making me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not on the storyboard. I meant to put it in there. I didn't.
Do I have to do something?
No. Just listen.
You know what the story is.
Okay. Well, good for me.
It ties in with my favorite meme I put on my blog page this week. It's Family Feud. What's a Family Feud guy's name? I love him.
Richard Dawson.
No. The black guy.
Oh.
God, I can't
sorry.
His name.
I'm showing I'm my just having,
I'm sorry. I like Richard Dawson because he did the match game, which was the best game show of all time. So Richard Dawson is by far my favorite Family Feud host. I can't think of what the black guy's name is.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, there you go. He's pretty funny too on it.
It's Steve Harvey at the top. And he says, name something stupid that liberals do. And the lady at the bottom answers, claim there's a gender pay gap, and then turn around and say there's no such thing as gender. I got a kick out of that one. And it ties into this story. This is from England. The head of a pregnancy charity was forced to stand down. She had to basically quit her job because she said only women give birth.
What a horrible thing to say.
Yes, a female birthing coach has been forced out of her job as the head of a pregnancy charity by transgender activists after saying only women can give birth to children. The 45-year-old British professional doula, I guess they call it. We call them midwives, I think.
A doula is a new up-and-coming term here in the U.S., actually.
Is it?
Yes, very, very up-and-coming.
What's the difference between a doula and a midwife?
Nothing. Nothing. It's just a new term. It's the new hip. It's the new, you know, it's like, you know, Instagram. It's the new thing.
It's a woman typically without formal obstetric training who's employed to provide guidance and support.
Correct. It's a midwife.
Women during labor.
That's it's not a midwife.
Midwife actually delivers.
Has training.
Oh, yeah. No, this person doesn't actually give birth.
Well, anyway, this woman, Lindsay McCarthy Calvert, says she was ostracized for using absolutely disgusting language, is how they put it, in a social media post where she said, women birth all people. That's like saying all lives matter. They go off on you.
Well, but
she was the head of a non-for-profit birthing organization, which has trained birth coaches who act as non-medical companions to expectant mothers. And the backlash was triggered when she represented the National Organization for Birthing Coaches for 6 years, posted some facts about women on social media. And she basically just said all births are done by women.
Okay, number one, she's right. But number two, I work for just a small little business, okay? And I've had a discussion
with
all my
employees.
It's a pretty
big small business.
It is, but I mean, I just work for, you know, we're not a big company, we're not corporate,
right.
We're not all over the world, but even I have conversations with my employees all the time. You know, don't post this to, you know, Facebook, don't post this to Twitter, don't say, you know, at some point, if you're a professional, somebody that's, you know, as important as this lady is to her organization, I understand that you want to use social media as your place to vent some of your views, but at some point you have to step back and say, I can't do that because of my job. I mean, we had a discussion about this on pre-show where, you know, we wanted to talk about something and I kind of said, no, we can't go that route because of a job situation. And people need to start thinking about that before they just go vent stuff on Twitter and
but
Facebook.
But this woman is just stating a biological fact.
She's correct. I understand.
And as a matter of fact,
you're right.
She was responding to a move by the Cancer Research in the United Kingdom, who was removing the word women from their pap smear test campaign to appease trans activists, opting instead to state that cervical cancer screenings are relevant for everyone aged 25 to 64 with a cervix.
But she said, but before she posted this, I guarantee you, she said to herself, should I or shouldn't I post this? Am I going to get in trouble for this? Am I not going to get in trouble for this? That thought had to go through her mind. And if you're thinking that at all,
I'll tell you,
as a professional,
I love her. She just said fuck you to him, though.
But she's going to lose her job. She's going to, I mean, is it worth it? Is one tweet, one Facebook post just to get your opinion across to a few people, or in some cases a viral tweet that sees a lot of people, is it really worth losing your job just to say something like that, though?
It depends on if you have another job lined up already.
That's correct. I agree.
I don't know.
People need to step back and stop putting some of this stuff.
No, I disagree. I couldn't do that political correct bullshit.
But you have to now. But that's
I don't have to do shit.
Well, you don't have a job. You're retired, but if you were playing the job market and you worked for one of the big corporations, you would definitely have to constrain your social media under your name. If you were under a pseudonym, of course you don't have to unless you get caught. But under your real name, you would not be able to say some of the things you did, and you know that too. I mean, you as a professional in the field, you have to watch what
you're assholes.
Well, I work for a multinational, multi-billion-dollar, multi-tens of thousand employee corporation.
Yeah.
I never even thought of it, to tell you the truth.
Well, no, but you don't use social media in your life the way that a lot of the rest of us do. Your social media life is very limited, and that's not a dig. That's just the truth. I mean,
well, when they found out nothing. we made fun of Always for removing the female sign from the menstrual materials, menstrual cycle materials.
Yeah,
I have nothing wrong with what she said because she's
men have periods too.
No, you don't.
No, they don't. It's just like men don't have babies. But I have nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with what she said. She's absolutely correct, and she should be able to say that. But again, as a professional, reaching out through her professional social media channels, you need to keep it professional, and people don't do that anymore. They really don't. I mean, and unfortunately, that goes right back to the very top, and that would be our president. I mean, look how childish he is on Twitter. So if he can be that childish, everybody else down the line thinks they can just act out and be whatever they want to be on Twitter without consequence, or Facebook, or you know, whatever one it is. And there's consequences to the things you do.
Well, my nephew's a big-time attorney in Manhattan, and he does not have a Facebook page at all.
And that's probably on purpose.
His firm recommends that they not have Facebook pages. I mean, not even just family ones where you post pictures of your kids. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing, because they don't want you to have that opportunity to slander them. Or,
doesn't matter. This woman said that only women could have children, which is, you know, sort of a biological fact that, yeah, like people know that this is true. And she lost her job over it. I mean, if I said water is wet, am I going to lose my job over it because somebody who's trying to market dehydrated water?
You will if a liberal minority decides to come after your ass over it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing too. I mean, here's your public service announcement. No, you know what you post today on Facebook may not be scrutinized, but you know, 3 weeks down the road,
or 10 years,
or yeah, it could be like, oh my God, look what he said, and this happens even in the political scheme. It happens all the time.
I mean, yep. Take a look at what happened to Justin Trudeau, who when he was a stupid ass college kid,
yeah, he fucked
dressed
up.
In blackface.
Oh no, he's done it way since. He's done it like 10 times.
Yeah, but it was all.
He's a serial blackfacer.
But it's nothing particularly recent.
And they reelected the cocksucking bitch.
Yes, they did.
When you do stupid things when you're a kid, I mean, come on, are you going to hang somebody for something?
Look at Virginia. The governor did blackface, standing next to a guy in a KKK outfit. The lieutenant governor has got two credible allegations of sexual assault against him. And what do they do in Virginia? They elected more Democrats. It's insane. Absolutely, there is no consequences at all if you're a liberal. It's very easy to be a liberal. It really is. What's hard is to be a conservative and stand up for truth. That's what's freaking hard. Anyway, you know what else is hard?
You got 2 minutes.
Having a friend in Clarkson, Michigan who's a total fucking moron.
Why is that hard?
34-year-old Clarkson, Michigan man. Where's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, they didn't put his name in here. I was trying to make this bitch famous. 34-year-old Clarkson, Michigan man has suffered serious injuries to his genitals after a prank involving him pumping his genitals full of helium gas caused his penis to literally explode.
How the hell did he get it in there?
He was attending a 21st birthday party with friends and was severely intoxicated. He saw a canister of helium in the garage that had been used to blow up the balloons for the party. And he said it'd be funny to try and inflate his balls.
Fucking thought wrong.
So nobody else...
Well, it was funny.
Nobody else saw the risk in this, and they encouraged him to follow through.
Hey, here's what he sounded like.
He pulled down his pants and underwear, grabbed the hose of the helium canister, and then he shoved the nozzle into the tip of his penis.
Oh, God.
That would hurt.
And then the helium flowing through, his dick started to inflate. They were all on the floor laughing. However, the victim wasn't laughing because the nozzle now dug into the head of his penis, preventing him from removing it. He tried to shut off the helium valve, but it slipped off the table and on the ground. And all this time, his penis kept getting bigger. His desperate attempts to pull the nozzle free were fruitless. His junk had swollen up like a real balloon. And then, like a real balloon, it popped.
Are you sure this is real?
It's a real one.
I'll have to check. But no matter what, oh my God, don't do that.
This sounds like something from Babylon B.
No, it is. It's Satire Weekly. But it was so funny, I just had to.
I thought it was real.
I had to go on.
Damn you.
It was funny.
It was. Could you imagine?
Because we can imagine people being that fucking stupid.
You know, that it's true. I mean, and that's the problem, because there is people that are...
No, it's not a problem.
That's stupid.
It gives us stuff to talk about on Monday nights.
There you go.
Yeah, that doesn't make it a problem.
It's like that guy in Indonesia, in the they've got Sharia law in that section of Muslim area. And this guy was an official, and he recommended caning for adulterers.
Yeah.
And then he found
then he adulterated.
They found him stooping a married woman.
Yeah.
Guess what he got?
Caning. I love that.
Public caning.
Say hi to the kids.
What goes around?
Hi, Wesley. Hi, LJ. I'm going to see Wesley this weekend. It's his birthday.
Cool.
All right. We got a Veterans Day song, right?
Yeah. You picked a song, so I'm going to play it.
Don't blame me.
That's a good song. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a statue of liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.